Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey guys, Gare Bear here, coming from the hallowed halls of Dana-Farber, the place where miracles happen. Got a new lid? Yes, the Jimmy Fund. So don't forget my friends at Dana-Farber. While this is my last chemo, woo-hoo, I know I won't. Got to thank Dr. Eric Jacobson. He's a great guy. Great doctor, even a better fisherman. Just ask him. He's got some great fish stories if you ever run into him. I'd like to thank Barbara, Caitlin, all the nurses. And my mother was a nurse. So even Dr. Jacobson and all the docs know a hospital is only good as its nurses. And let me tell you, the nurses at Dana-Farber, Hall of Famers. I can't thank them enough. Don't forget Dana-Farber, people. Gare Bear out. My last chemo.
That's our buddy Gary Tengway, NBC Sports Boston, and that was the announcement he made. Last chemo, he was out of chemo, and I think he had started screaming F cancer on the way out, something like that out of Dana-Farber. And he joins us live right now on the phone line. You on an assignment? Is that what you're doing here today?
Yeah, the assignment's vacation.
Nice. Good. This must be a good vacation for you after everything you've been through, huh?
Well, yeah, it's been quite a year. So I'm sorry I can't be there in person, but when you go through something like that, your priorities, you know, they shift a little bit.
So can you give us the story for people that missed it? So when did you first find out, your reaction, and what happened from that point?
Well, I was at the Super Bowl in Atlanta, and that's when the symptoms first started to show up. And the thing that's so dangerous about this disease in general is the symptoms, they're not what you think they are. You know, I mean, when you watch, you know, I mean, Grey's Anatomy and all these shows about, like, how you find out you have cancer, I mean, that's just not the way it goes. You know, I mean, I thought I had food poisoning and my stomach was bothering me, and I woke up with the night sweats, and I thought, you know, I just, quite frankly, I got some bad chicken. And then it came back again when I got home, and I was working on, I was feeling a little tired. And then I was going to go see my regular doctor because I thought I had an ulcer or something like that. And I certainly didn't think I had cancer. And it was a Saturday night at 10 o'clock. I was at my house. I passed out in my bathroom. And, I was the talk of Sudbury. The ambulance came and the fire trucks and all that. And, they wheeled me over to the hospital. And an hour later, you know, after an MRI and tests and the doctor just sat down and he said, you know, you have lymphoma. And I was like, what do you, you can't even explain it. You know, when somebody tells it to you, you're like, you know, it's worse for the spouse. You know, that's the thing. And the partners, you know, your spouse, significant other, they get the brunt of it. Because when you're in it, you're just like, okay, what's the, you know, you're task oriented. Like, I just heard Kevin talk about how his wife had to, you know, keep track of everything. And, you know, for me, it was just like, you know, you don't have time to think of the worst. I mean, you don't let yourself think of the worst. And the crazy thing about it is, you know, the reason I said I was so lucky is non-Hodgkin's is they will actually tell you, you got the good one, which is nuts. But it's true that Dana-Farber in research, they have done so much when it comes to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I mean, after three chemos, I was clear. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. You know, Gary, and that's one of the things we hear a lot about, the attitude. Because, I mean, just, you know, seeing, working with you still on TV, the attitude that you have, it was like you were still working. Like I was talking about before earlier, that you'd go in and get your chemo, whatever it was, and you say, all right, I'll see you in a couple of days. I just need a couple of days off my feet, but other than that, I'll be right back. I mean, you were, the minute you could get back into it, it's like it was important for you to not have that much of a life change. You needed to get in there and do something. Seemed like.
Well, I mean, it's true. And that's the advice that, you know, I have for anybody is that even on those days, you know, when you're tired, is get up and make your bed, and you know, maybe you'll just walk to your mailbox. And I'll just walk to the mailbox. You know, and one day I just, you know, I raked my lawn for 10 minutes. You know, then I like slept for 6 hours. I mean, I was just like stupid. You know, but just do something. Walk downstairs. Put on jeans. Don't wear sweats. Wear sneakers. You know, act like you're going out, like you're doing something that day. Even if you're just going downstairs, you know, to listen to OMF for the afternoon. You know what I mean? You just, you have to have a mission. You can only stream so much Netflix, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's like Eric Jacobson. Yeah, he's a great guy. And I mean, you guys know me. I mean, we all have a pretty good sense of humor. And let me tell you, the sense of humor came in really handy where, you know, Dr. Eric said to me, you know, I said, you see that commercial with a doctor comes in and he says, hey, just got lifted. My suspension just got lifted, you know, and all that. And he says, yeah, I love that commercial. I go, I do too. I go, we're going to get along great. So humor is very important. You know, but to be honest with you, you know, when the doctors over there, like Barbara, and they sit there and they say, you have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, because all of the research, because all of the money that's been donated, all the blood, sweat, and tears that went into my cure, they were like, dude, you're good. I mean, so, like, I feel, you know, for people, you know, and if they got there with non-Hodgkin's, they'll get there with pancreas, they'll get there with colon, they'll get there with the others. You know, Karen DeRegan, a friend of ours, I mean, she had a Hodgkin's lymphoma. Remember back in, like, 91, she did an article with Lemieux, and I talked to her a couple of times, and she had to go to Nebraska for a transplant, a stem cell transplant. And like Dr. Jacobson was telling me, now you have, like, five places in the city you can go get those. So, you know, they've done it. They've done it for this cancer. They'll do it for others.
So, you know, Gary, you're talking about your significant other, your wife, and what about your kids? What's that conversation like when you have to explain to your kids what's going on?
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, it's the worst. And what you do is the way you handle it is how they're going to react. You know, my daughter, Harper, taking the SATs, going to the prom, looking at colleges. I mean, like, this is the last thing the poor kid needs. You know, my 8-year-old kind of understood, you know, acting out in different ways. You know, we alerted the people at school. The people at our school were fantastic. My son was cut to the chase. He goes, you know, he was basically like, what are the facts? He was like, I don't want any bull crap. He goes, what is going on? And I spelled it out to him. You know, and so I had to be honest with him. I can't. And I said, you know, it's good. And you know, so being my son, he grabbed an app, a bald app, and he took my picture. And he showed me what I was going to look like bald, and we passed it around the kitchen table, and we all laughed. And I got to tell you, I said, this is not going to look good. This is going to be a bad
thing. Listen, Gary, I told you. I think you should stick with it, Gary.
Yeah, I'd keep it.
It's a good look.
And you probably have like 2,000 hats now, don't you? Because you've been collecting hats. Everybody's been sending you hats.
Yeah, that's what Dave Pressnack, who's the head of NBC Sports Regionals, are like, hey, you might want to keep that look. And I'm like, hey, man. So keep me on the air for 5 more years, you know, I can go with the baseball listening if you want.
Well, Lou was talking about it. It was amazing you were working. And I'm wondering, as a public figure, you were out there. You made the best of it. I mean, you had people sending you caps and things like that.
You were giving
awareness of it out there. Did that ever bother you? Or once you started doing it, I've got to believe that probably helped the process, didn't it?
Well, for me, Glenn, is I wanted to make one announcement, and I had been diagnosed for 3 to 4 weeks. I can't remember how long, and I had gone through one treatment already before I told anybody. I'm not a big, you know, everybody handles this differently, and I wanted to remain very private. I did not want anybody, and other people handle it differently. Other people are like other people in the market and in the media have done wonderful things with it, saying, this is what I'm going through, and they raise money, and you know, I just have to figure out how to do it a different way. That's not really what I felt comfortable in doing. And, you know, like one person joked to me at work, and it was kind of like, well, this is great for your Q rating. And we laughed, and I was like, yeah, but that's kind of not what this is about. And once the hair fell out, and Dr. Dickinson said, your hair's going to go, and you guys know me. I mean, my hair, if I didn't have my hair and my voice, you know, I'd be screwed because I have no
this
talent.
This is true.
I gotta tell you, Gary,
I thought it was a wig all the time. I didn't think anybody could have that good hair. I thought you were faking the whole thing out.
I mean, we were looking at colleges with my daughter, and I said, I'm not shaving it. I'm hanging on to this, flipping mane for as long as I can. we're driving in upstate New York, and my hair is, like, in my mouth. I mean, I was like a Labrador shedding. It's all over the bed. I mean, you got to laugh. I mean, we laugh. I would tell you, my family, fortunately, we had to laugh so much through this that if you can, it just helps. You know, you watch comedies. You know, you just got to laugh at this stuff.
So you good?
People saying.
Right. You good now? Everything's good.
Yes. I mean, the thing is, Eric came in, Dr. Chickenson came in, and he goes, yeah, you're in full remission. I said, after three chemos? I said, is that unusual? And he goes, I know you want you to. He says, I know you want to think it's you, but this happens all the time.
But I'm different, Doc.
No, it's me. It's Gary Tangway.
But then, and so you know, and I just talked to a friend of mine who has had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma for 15 months. No radiation, no chemo, medication only. That's crazy.
Yeah.
To think about this, you have cancer, and you could take a pill, and it's crazy. I mean,
well, so, that's like, why we're here. Anything,
yeah,
to raise that money.
Well, it's true. So if I could tell anybody anything, is I'm an example of progress. That's what I am. I mean,
you've never been able to say that before in your life.
I have not. I'm an example of progress. That's it.
We're really happy that everything worked out for you. And so can we start making fun of you again? Are we good now?
Oh, never stop. I mean,
okay,
that's
good.
The good thing is, you know, never stop. That guy that calls me Pantlet on Twitter, I expect him to comply.
Good. We're really happy for you, Gary.
Right,
and,
Gary.
Thanks again for sharing it today.
And,
you got it, bud. Thank you very
much. Gary.
That is Gary Tangway from NBC Sports Boston.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.